Hello, beautiful one. Anne Ribley here with today's Monday mantra. I am open to what's true for me, and I trust in life's grace. Think of a situation in your life that needs more clarity. Let this mantra guide you with ease and grace through and to your answers. Every time concern or worry enters your mind, you can use this mantra to realign your mind to an open, empowering state. This mantra can be a powerful source of comfort for handling any life situation that feels fuzzy or unsettling. Let this mantra help align you with your authentic power of right action, trust, and your original knowing that is there for you. Last week, I had the honor to be at a live talk that Brené Brown was giving for her most recent book, Braving the Wilderness. It's really about finding your personal quest of belonging, and yet this solitude that we feel of aloneness, and how do we make that connection? And one of the things that she talked about that was highly transformative was often we think when we look to what's possible, which I'm a big believer in possibility. I mean, that's like one of my words that I absolutely love, that can make the magnitude separating and big. And when we get to the direct question of what's true, we can take that on a smaller level all the way up to a bigger level. So she was given the example of when Hurricane Harvey came through, and it didn't matter what people's religious beliefs were, what their political beliefs were. What's true was that everyone was there to help each other. That's what was true. So she posed the question about really looking to your life in all situations, big and small, and asking yourself the question of what's true. Well, this had a profound effect on me because at that same time, I had experienced a very painful, unsettling event in my life personally. And I was trying to orientate myself to where was I in it. And then I went back to these words that my brother-in-law had said to me. A narrow perspective is good for scrutinizing details. Staying in the narrow, though, promotes pain and confines us to time. The broader perspective eases time constraint and pain, and it loosens the grip of the finite life, and it opens up possibility to the infinite. So when I thought about his quote, it was like, okay, so I had a painful event, and if I stayed in the narrowness of it, then I'm only staying true to one particular memory or event. But if I go to the bigger picture, to the infinite, to the truth, and I say, what's true? So it's about breathing in and out. I started to find my comfort. This took some time. I had to unravel and really ask myself from a true sense, what's true? What's true? And I found that that authentic truth began to speak to me. It began to give me comfort. It began to let me my knowing. It tapped me into the infinite. And it also connected me to my life. So this week, with this mantra, my wish for you is to open yourself deeper, more fully to what is true for you and trust in life's grace to lead you. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.